I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. On this fifth anniversary of the beginning of the war in Iraq, we want to open up the airwaves to people from whom we do not always hear. Service members, folks who live in communities who have sent their sons and daughters to the fight, listeners who just want to share their thoughts about these last 5 years. First, we're going to go to Ennis, Texas. It's a town of about 20,000. Three young men from that community have died in Iraq. Joining us now to talk about this is Ennis Mayor Russell Thomas. Mayor Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly, Michelle.
Mr. Mayor, just tell me a little bit about Ennis, if you would.
Well, it's got approximately 20,000 people with a Czech heritage population that was founded in 1872 and built around a railroad base. And so it's a growing, thriving community that is what I call the best of small-town America.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like it that it maintains its integrity as a small town, but yet it's close enough to the Metroplex that we can get in to have the best of culture and sports and the things that we like to do, but at the same time, we experience a small town, a community that where people know each other and people care about each other, and the best things that typically epitomize America.
Tell me about how folks are thinking about the war in Ennis, if you would.
Well, I want to start out by saying that we have a great past and history of very patriotic people. Jack Loomis, who was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner or awardee, is from Ennis, Texas. He was one of the most highly decorated soldiers and lost his life on Iwo Jima. And we just have very many people that have served over the years in the armed forces, and we respect the need for preservation of freedom as one of the most important things that we could possibly do for our country. Although at the same time, when we lose these young people, it leaves us with an extreme sadness and emptiness. And some of us are certainly wondering, have we accomplished the mission that we set out to do? We certainly respect the reasons for the war. And we're just at this point wondering if possibly we have accomplished that and maybe it is time to bring our young folks home.
When the war started, do you think most people felt it was the right thing to do?
Certainly in Ennis, Texas, I do believe they did. And I think they're still very supportive, although they are would very much like our young people home safely. You mentioned that we had lost three young men from Ennis, and several of whom I knew, and one graduated with my oldest daughter. It hits close to home.
I wanted to ask about that. In a small community, I would guess that you would know when someone's going overseas. You would know when someone's unfortunately been lost. How do you find out? Just neighbor to neighbor, people just call?
As far as when the young folks are deployed and they go over, the families typically make us aware, both at a city level and a church level. Specifically in my church, we have a bulletin board in the hallway that has pictures and names of 8 to 10 young folks just from our church alone that are serving in the military service and that have served overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan. And this is typical of most churches and most institutions here in Ennis. And certainly when one is lost, as mayoral responsibility, I'm notified fairly quickly by family or sometimes even by our congressman, Joe Barton, who will let us know that they've been notified and so that we can take the appropriate measures to let folks know.
And sadly, when someone is lost, as you've lost three young men, how do you welcome them home and how do you support the families?
Well, typically, I attempt not to intrude upon folks' privacy if I have not been invited. If I'm invited, I certainly attend the services, but I'm always with our other citizens in line along the processional pathways that lead from the churches to the cemeteries. And for these young soldiers that have lost their lives, they've had horse-drawn caissons where they've pulled them through the streets, and people have paid their respects that way. And it's a wonderful tribute to these young
people. Do many people come out?
Absolutely. They line the street thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands. It's a wonderful tribute to show that no matter what they may think of the war itself, it's the support for the ultimate sacrifice and the holding of American flags. And as I mentioned, a community that I consider the best of small-town America.
How do people feel about the war now? You're saying that at the beginning you think probably this is a community that has a tradition of military service.
Absolutely.
But how would you break it down? Do you feel that it's kind of 50-50? Or how would you... I'm wondering what kinds of conversations the folks are having about this.
It's probably more just an underlying feeling, whereas we don't... you certainly don't see any protest here, and you don't see people, any kind of radical demonstrations that people would be making statements, but it's probably more an underlying feeling where they're just off the cuff and at times saying, we probably have accomplished what we need to do, and we just wonder if it isn't time to bring our folks home. And it'd be hard for me to put a definite percentage on it, but I think it's probably beginning to be a fairly large segment of folks within a conservative population.
I wanted to ask, we were talking about this in the office, and some of us feel as though this war has not really affected all Americans in the way that previous conflicts have. Do you know what I mean? It seems as though you could go for days and not even necessarily hear a whole lot about the conflict. It just seems that some parts of the country are experiencing it more than others. And I wonder, do you feel that you're, what's the word I'm looking for, paying more than your fair share of the price of this?
I certainly feel that we have paid a dear price for the preservation of freedom. Our folks have certainly been willing to do that based upon the fact that they have signed up and understood their obligations and responsibilities. And because we have experienced such a loss with respect to the number of folks that we have in our town, per capita, I would suppose you'd say, would certainly just be that's God's call and not necessarily ours, but we certainly recognize that we've got some emptiness.
Finally, Mr. Mayor, if you and I were to speak 5 years from now, what do you think we'll be talking about?
I would hope that we would be talking about a bright and prosperous economy and continued and better education for our young people and no additional terrorist attacks on American soil, and hopefully not about a war.
Russell Thomas is mayor of Ennis, Texas, and he was kind enough to join us by phone from Dallas. Mr. Mayor, I thank you so much for speaking with us.
Michelle, it's been my pleasure, and I'm sorry that the conversation had to revolve around a difficult subject, but I appreciate your sensitivity and the way you've addressed our folks here in Ennis.
Well, you know, you're right. I'm sorry that this is how we are meeting, but I hope we'll meet again. And my sympathies to the families of your town, and my thanks to all of them for their service.
Thank you very much.
We'd like to take a moment to remember the young men of Ennis who made the ultimate sacrifice in Iraq. They are Army Specialist Aaron Latimer, Navy Hospital Man Kyle Nolan, and Army Sergeant Chadrick Domino.